Chapter 2. Hawkeye and the Mohicans.
In a nearby part of the forest, two men sat by a stream. The birds sang in the treetops around them. One of the men, an Indian in black and white body paint, sat on the end of a fallen tree. His head was shaved except for one tuft of hair. This hair was decorated with a single eagle feather. The Indian carried a tomahawk, a scalping knife, and a short military rifle. He was debating with the white man next to him. Hawkeye, the white man, was dressed in a green shirt. He was wearing a hat made of animal skins and a wide belt. His shoes were decorated in the Indian style, and he wore deerskin trousers tied at the knees. He carried a knife, but no tomahawk, and beside him there was a long hunting rifle.
"Chingachgook," said Hawkeye. "Your people came from west of the Mississippi River and took the land. My people, the white men, came from the east and took the land from your people. Let God be the judge. We should not waste time arguing about the justice of it. Hawkeye, my ancestors and their enemies fought one another with stone arrows. Your people use rifles with lead bullets," Chingachgook replied.
"There is truth in what you say," said Hawkeye. "My people do many things that do not seem reasonable to me. Then they write their lies in books so that no one can argue with them and make them tell the truth."
Chingachgook looked solemn for a moment and then answered, "Listen, Hawkeye, and I will tell you the truth. We came from the place where the sun is hidden at night until we reached the big river. There we fought our enemies until the ground was red with their blood. The land all around us was ours. We took it like warriors, and we kept it like men. When other tribes tried to defeat us, we sent them into the forest with the bears."
"I have heard all this before, Chingachgook," answered Hawkeye. "What happened next?"
"The first pale faces who came here were Dutch," Chingachgook continued. "At that time, we lived next to the great water that you call the Atlantic Ocean. We were one people and we were happy. The salt lakes gave us their fish, the forests gave us deer, the sky gave us birds, and our wives gave us children. We worshipped the Great Spirit, and we kept our enemies far from us."
"Do you know anything about your own family at that time?" asked Hawkeye. "You're a nobleman, and I am sure that your ancestors were brave warriors and wise leaders."
Chingachgook answered, "My tribe is the grandfather of nations. I have the blood of chiefs in me, but my people have lost their land, first to the Dutch and then to the English. Although I am a chief, I have always lived in the forest. I have never returned to the great water to see the tombs of my ancestors. One by one, the people in my family have departed to the land of the spirits. I am on the hilltop of my life, and I must go down into the valley. When Uncas, my son, follows me, there will be no one left. Uncas is the last of the Mohicans."
"I, Uncas, am here," said a young Indian to the two men as he sat down near them.
Chingachgook turned to his son. "Did you follow that Iroquois war party to see who they are looking for?" he asked.
"There are 10 of them hiding like cowards. Perhaps they are preparing an ambush," said Uncas.
"An ambush!" exclaimed Hawkeye. "They are probably spies for our enemy, General Montcalm."
"Enough," said Chingachgook. "Tonight we will eat. We have plenty of time tomorrow to fight the Iroquois and show them that we are men."
The three men talked for a while. Then suddenly, Hawkeye shouted, "Look behind that bush, Uncas. That is the biggest deer I have seen this year. I will hit it between the eyes, closer to the right eye than to the left eye. Hawkeye, do you want to fight the Iroquois today? If they hear the sound of your rifle, they will be the ones to eat the deer you shoot," said Uncas. Hawkeye nodded. "You are right. I must leave the deer to your arrow, Uncas." Uncas picked up a bow, pulled it back, and shot an arrow. The deer jumped as the arrow hit it, and then fell to the ground. Uncas ran to the deer and cut its throat.
"That was a good shot," said Hawkeye admiringly.
Suddenly, Chingachgook stood up and turned towards the forest.
"The horses of white men are coming," he said. "Hawkeye, speak to them."
I shall, said Hawkeye. I only hope the Iroquois do not find them first.